Well, hello, hello, Philip. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, man. Not much. I'm really excited. We're at a new place.
We are at a new place. We are on location. It's no surprise. Memorial Trail Ice House. We are at a local.
You don't think they could tell?
I mean, I know you're all staring at, you know, the neighbors are not sign, but
for those of you not watching us on YouTube right now, there's a great big sign behind us. It's Memorial Trail Ice House in letters bigger than Brian's.
Established in 2019. it's huge, but it's wonderful. We are excited to be doing a little happy hour here. We're going to have the owner come on and share a little bit about the historic significance of this place and what it's kind of become and what it is to the city of Houston. So you guys are going to want to stick around for that. But let's go on this journey.
Let's get to it.
Welcome to Neighbors Don't Knock, the show that brings you hilarious, unapologetic conversations only these neighbors can have. Join them and guests in their weekly mission to expand the neighborhood. Now, here's your hosts, Brian Chambers and Philip Goffrey.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, I probably shouldn't be doing this because we are on a stage with everyone else in the bar that can be looking at us.
Yeah, and tables I'm not familiar with, too. They kind of rock back from a microphone. I'm like a ship at sea here, you know?
For those of you that are watching on YouTube, you're seeing the ridiculousness of what's going on. For those of you listening on the podcast, you're welcome for not sharing that with you.
Indeed, if you see things swaying, don't worry. This is our first round, so it's not us. We're not actually on the open ocean. But cheers, Brian. Cheers.
I could have been sneaking rounds. You never know.
I never can tell with you. Mm.
But again, we are at Memorial Trail Ice House, which is great, a local watering hole right here. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful place for us to get away, because this is a kind of an escape for us, to be honest.
It really is. It really is. And as you all know,
we wanted to share that with you neighbors, too.
Yeah, you know, in our continuing mission to expand our neighborhood, we find it very, very important to actually stop by establishments in our neighborhood, and this one happens to be, so it's kind of exciting for us.
And I'm not going to lie, they made a beautiful old fashioned for me. And if you're not an old fashioned person, I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but man, with the fig in it and stuff, it's delicious.
Yeah, it's delicious, and it's not even tea at all, so that's odd.
Yeah, right. I'm going to tell you guys. I know they have events that go on here all the time. I want to call this a hidden gem that we're at, because you know, you drive by, because it's right there off of Westcott, and if you're not in the Houston area, I-10 and Westcott, really close, walking distance, stone throw away from Memorial Park, right in pretty much central Houston.
Indeed. Hidden Gem is funny because it's actually a very, very large establishment. We're talking about a half-acre lawn. We're in a gigantic old building built in the early 1900s, actually.
Yeah, I think it was like the early 20s or 30s. John's going to come on and talk about that in a little bit. But it is, as you drive by it, the building's been here for a long time, for those that have lived in the area or past it, and I have. But it's wonderful to see that it has become something, but it's still not very flashy on the outside, which I actually enjoy.
I do, too. They've done a really good job of keeping it sort of true to its original form, which is wonderful, but it does make it a little bit easy to drive by. So we'll go ahead and obviously have all the stuff in our episode description in terms of links to click and all that. We'll also put up a neat little map, I think, where you can see exactly where we are. We are just south of I-10, just east of Memorial Park, right off of Westcott and Memorial Drive.
Yeah, so. And you guys can make sure that you check out, you know, their website if you happen to be coming to Houston for any reason. But, you know, Phil, what is your typical type of place to go to? Bar, ice house, establishment. You know, if you want to go out, I mean, I'm not talking dinner, because that's different. You know, I mean, because then you're specifically going for food, but like going for atmosphere and drinks.
Yeah, you know.
What's your style?
It really sort of depends on who I'm with, to be honest.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Let me break it down. The casual. Like if you and I. Like, I mean, I know because we come.
I think that a place like this is perfect for you.
Because we come here.
Yeah, yeah.
But if there was a second option, what type of, for let's say business, where would you want to go?
Movie theater that also serves alcohol.
So you didn't have to talk.
No, it's not that. It's just that I happen to like alcohol and I happen to love movies. So you can really interchange those two L's and however you want to.
Well, I was just going to think. It's like, cheers, deal's done. All right, I don't want to talk to you anymore. just shut up and watch the movie.
Not at all. Not
sit
at all.
Back. You sit back and enjoy Barbie.
You know, to be a little more honest in my answer of your question, Brian, I think it really then would depend on what I'm in the mood to drink. Mm. If I'm in the mood for some delicious cocktails like Brian's drinking in a casual environment, sure, I'll come to Memorial Trail Ice House, for example. If I'm in the mood for something more like, you know, ooh, a gimlet or like a...
Oh, his East Coast came
fancy,
out.
Fancy, fancy martini, then, you know, I'll probably be someplace a little bit more swanky, you know, maybe actually put on the long pants.
That means that those that can't see it.
He's take got, off the short pants by the long
pants.
I'm
the one wearing shorts right now. Philip's got the jeans on, even though no one can see that right now.
It's okay, Charlie Brown. We love you.
Oh, my gosh. I almost do look like Charlie Brown if I had a yellow shirt on. Thank goodness I avoided that for tonight.
There you go.
You know, I would probably say that's probably too. You probably go places, and I'm not. There's nothing against you or anything. A little bit more, probably too swanky for me.
Are you calling me fussy, Brian? Is that what you're?
When I was in France, I learned a phrase called a boba. Okay, and it means
what's a boba?
Or a bobo.
A bobo.
Bobo, bohemian and bougie. Put together.
Oh.
So you would be considered a boba.
I see. So like most young white millennials.
I mean, it was pretty much almost anyone in Paris that lived in Paris was like a boba.
I see.
But apparently Missy and I were like, what is that? And then we're like, oh, crap, maybe we are too.
Well, you know. Now you know.
What's your go-to drink? I mean, I shouldn't even say bar. We're at an ice house. So and John's going to talk, I know, about the difference between bars and ice house, because when we met him, he was very adamant that this is an ice house.
Indeed. I think that my go-to drink for an ice house is usually a beer. If not, it'd be something gin-based, gin and tonic. I think actually one time I ordered a martini here with you.
Yeah, okay. I do know that gin and tonic, old fashions, or Manhattans, I should say, cranberry, sparkle, and vodka, and beer. Those are like the top happy hour drinks.
Still killing me. The whole vodka soda splash of cran thing, I can't get over it, guys. Like, please, let's get creative.
I mean, you like what you like.
Yeah, I used to order that terrible drink. I don't know.
There it is. There it is. There's
stirred it with my pinky.
So, you know, for you neighbors that are looking for a great gem, a hidden gem here in Houston, Memorial Trail Ice House, wonderful place. It's much larger than you would think. Like, you just wouldn't even recognize or know until you walked in here. It's like, you're like looking around like, holy crap.
Indeed. Check it out. But until then, let's go ahead and get John on the mic and hear what he has to say about this place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Neighbors Don't Knock is produced by CNG Communications. CNG specializes in small batch voiceover and video production for commercial media, podcasting, radio, and more.
Combining years of experience in podcasting, acting, and sales, CNG offers big media products at small business prices.
That's right. To learn more, visit their Facebook page or email them directly at admin@cnggcommunications.com.
We are excited because right now we have John here, owner of Memorial Trail Ice House. John, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to Neighbors Don't Knock.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on.
We appreciate it. And let's have a little happy hour here with you guys. It's quite jumping tonight. We got the Astros game going on. There's a party going on. How often is this place just jumping?
Not enough.
No.
It is. We've
spoken like a true owner. Not nearly enough.
Right? Always more. No, it's a good spot. I mean, I any night of the week, there's something going on here. I can't tell you it's every night, but
now I know you guys have this weekend coming up, Oktoberfest, right?
That's right.
So. Yeah. And what's going to be happening here with Oktoberfest? What's going to make that special here?
So Oktoberfest, we've invited I think 8 breweries out to come out and sample their Oktoberfest Marzen or whatever it is they're going to be serving during this season. And they come out here, they line up their tents out the back, and people can buy tickets, go sample them all, and have a people's choice. Whoever gets the most votes goes up on our tap wall, and we serve that for a month out.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. All right.
Beer competition.
Yeah. Now, are you a beer guy? Is that your go-to?
I am. Huge beer guy, actually.
This one hits home a little bit.
It really does. And I've got a personal favorite that I won't say on air, but I have one that it's just one of my favorite brews there is. But
if you guys want to find out what John's favorite brew is, you got to come down here to Memorial Trail Ice House on Saturday. So make sure you guys come down ask him. I don't know. Maybe there's a bag of chips in it for you. I don't know. That's up to him. but he might indulge some secrets here for
He's
you.
Like, now I gotta go buy a box of Doritos. Thank you, Brian. That was wonderful.
Right, we can work it out.
I write checks. My body can't cash.
Yeah, you do. All right, well, honestly, you know, you are so generous. Let us be up here on your beautiful stage. The layout of your bar is brilliant. I love that you have a performance area. I love that you have the big screen that I'm sorry you're being blinded by right now with the Astros game behind you and the projector. It is so very cool. Tell us a little bit, a quick history of how the heck you decided to open this place up.
Yeah, because this has got a lot of historical feel to it.
No, it really does. Well, how much time do you have, really? It's a, it's a product of persistence, really, and an opportunity. In 2018, I was looking for my next opportunity. I'd sold a company, and I live here in the neighborhood, and I'm a huge runner, so I'd walk the Memorial Trail all the time. I'd see this building, the big adjacent lawn that is now our backyard. I'd say, gosh, this needs to be a social extension of the neighborhood, but particularly Memorial Park. So, kind of, as an entrepreneur, once you plant that seed, you have to water it. It keeps coming around. You have to water it. You have to see this through. I call my buddy who's a commercial broker. I said, give me some information on this building. He said, forget it. It's off sale. It's not for sale. It's not for lease. There's just no way.
Now, hang on. What year was this building built?
1932.
Wow.
1932. Okay.
Wow. 1932. Y'all for Houston, that is like Romans, right? This is old.
Yeah, that's true, because Houston is not a really old city.
And then to take it a step further, in Houston, the model is, after 20, 30 years, tear it down and build it.
Built on the new. Yeah, exactly. Right.
So this building, I could go for days about the history of this building, but back to, you know, how this thing gets started, I call my buddy who was working at Cushman Wakefield. I said, give me some information. He said, forget it. I said, no. A couple weeks later, I said, I still can't let this thing go. Give us information. Calls the agent on the property. And he says, it's not for sale. It's not for lease. He goes, but I have got a friend who really wants to pitch you. Will you meet me and just you tell him no, because I can't get this guy to shut up.
Now, at this point, this building had been staying kind of vacant for a while, right? Before
allegedly, it hadn't been touched or used in any way, really, since the family who currently owns it bought it in 1974.
Wow. So that's proud ownership. If they're willing to let something this large and wonderful be vacant for a while, they must really not want
now,
to lease it out.
What does it take to get, like, a historical marker, right? Is that something that you guys are going to do, or is that possible? I don't know what that process would be like, but I don't.
So
feels
I can't.
Like this
I can't really speak on that in too much detail because I don't know all the ins and outs. But
I've
been told is if it's registered as historical, then the city gets involved and you can't do really any changes.
Oh, got it.
And so the family that owns it has made the hard decision. They've drawn the line in the sand. This will not be classified as historical because then we don't really own it. The city tells us what to do.
Got it. Okay. So enjoy coming out here to a historical place that's not necessarily a historical marker, but you know there's a lot of rich history here in Houston. And it's a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere
out here. So they're crowbarring your arm. They're twisting your arm. They won't lease it to you. How do you convince them, look, this needs to be the number one beer garden in Houston?
Right. So...
Or Ice House, forgive me, the number one Ice House in Houston.
So
Come on now. Come on, Philip.
I forget which country I'm in sometimes.
I go to him with an executive summary, and I say, I want to be the social extension of Memorial Park, and here's my thought. And he goes, I like your enthusiasm, but if I'm going to take this to the owner, to the property owner, and pitch him, you're going to have to get a partnership with the park, and you have to raise all the money, and you have to write me a business plan. Which was his professional way of saying, you know, I'm going to set the bar so high, there's no way you can do all these things. So over the next about, really, I think 10 to 11 months, I do all those things. I go with the help of a U of H MBA. I write the business plan. We raise the money. And I get a partnership with the Memorial Park Conservancy contingent on this building, getting access to this building. Go back to him 10, 12 months later, right about 15 paces from where we're standing right now, and I say, hey, Howard, I've got these documents. And he goes, who are you? And I go, I'm the guy 10, 12 months ago you said to do X, Y, and Z, and here it is. Now your job is to take it to the owner and see if he's interested. Maybe I'm the guy that gets through. He looks it over, and he says, wow, I'm impressed, and I'll hold up my end of the bargain. I will take it to him, but no guarantees. He's turned down incredible offers, you know, maybe. So that's all I can do is give it my best.
So you had some kind of, I don't know, sparkle in your eye that maybe he saw. Was it something? Do you think that it was pure luck, or do you think that there was really something they saw with what you were presenting?
Great question. I really couldn't answer that. How and what and why, but I've been told that he was approached by his son. Again, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know who the owner was. Yet, so I didn't know anything about him.
That's good credibility
that
right there.
That very week is what I've been told, who said, hey, I heard there's a guy trying to put an ice house in our building, Dad. If that's the case, I pay attention to him. That'd be a great use of our building. It all lines up. It'd be a cool project to be a part of. Let's just hear him out if that's the case.
And totally random. Not like fantasy football buddies
not
or anything.
Arranged. Never yeah. didn't know who he was.
Yeah, for all of you that believe in coincidence, that was totally random.
I mean, that's a wonder. That's great.
I'm not so sure I'm in that boat.
Right?
You got me.
So, sure enough, I get a call back a couple days later after I present to the agent. He goes, you know, the owner would like to hear you. So I go pitch him. Me and my business partner go pitch him. And they have their family. They bring their family in from Austin. They're very proud of this property, and they bring their family in, and we're on one side of this 25-foot conference table, and they're on the other, about, I think, seven people deep, and me and my business partner, who have renderings, and we've got this pitch down pat. We pitch them, and a 30-minute meeting stretches out into about 2 hours, and I could tell these guys have some interest. And a couple months later, we had scratched out a lease on this building, so we now have it for 5 years, the option to renew for another 5.
It's awesome, man. And it looks beautiful in here. And I know that you guys have had kind of a tough go-around with COVID and everything, but now, you know, post-COVID, things are kind of rolling now. What is it? How do you go about booking this place for events and things like that? Because it is the outdoor space, especially as we get into Houston fall slash winter. I mean, it's just gorgeous, right?
Yeah, you need Houston fall slash fall.
Yeah. Really, we don't really have a winter. Maybe for like a week in February or something. But
there are two seasons in Houston, hot and hotter.
Right? But I mean, so you'd say you do a lot of events here and stuff. Is it just by word of mouth, or do people just call you up? And what's the process for anyone that's interested?
So, primarily word of mouth. Of course, we do our organic advertising on social media and such, and we have, we've been contacted by media outlets, whether it be Channel 2 or Culture Map and such, but primarily it's word of mouth. I have a fantastic staff, a wonderful GM who's been with me since day one, and
And you guys have your own website or anything? Or
we do, yeah. MemorialTrailIceHouse.com. You can go on there and you can submit something, which then will be addressed within 24 hours from a member of my events coordinating team. And, you know, it's...
All right, so there you go. So go to MemorialTrailIceHouse.com.
Yep, and that link will also be in the description below.
Down below right here. And if you want to go click on it, just wait. Wait till the end of the episode. Finish watching us, the wonderful neighbors, and then you can go click on it.
Indeed. John, educate me a little bit, if you don't mind, because until I had moved here from New England in 2003, I had never
we're going
even
down
heard
that road again.
Of an ice house. I had no idea what an ice house was.
We're playing the East Coast card again.
Yeah. When I was your age. No, so I get down here,
Rudy!
And I'm looking around. I'm like,
Rudy!
What the the ice house, yeah. No, honestly, when I first moved to Houston, obviously there were some ice houses that were sprinkled about the Houston area, but they were all really old school Texas, you know, corrugated steel shacks. They just served beer, maybe some wine that you really don't want to drink. Very few of them had liquor licenses and were like mixing
cocktails.
For the right
price.
Right? And now I know that ice houses are pretty hip, right? People are you know, looking to invest in them kind of all over the place. They're popping up. They're large. Your property is very, very large. Your bartenders are incredibly talented. They're shaking up actually really good cocktails.
I think what my partner in crime is trying to get to is what's the difference between an ice house and a bar?
Thank you. I appreciate you truncating my question.
I knew you were. I was just helping you. I knew you were going there.
Come on, Dad. Yeah.
So it's somewhat of an evolving definition. Ice houses, as you know, the generation before us thinks of it, was a place you would go and get six to 12 packs of beer, and you would drink it on site. That's what an ice house was.
Or on the way home.
You know? Hopefully not.
Texas is kind of notorious, right?
It's not the 70s anymore, right?
Right. It's evolved, and to give credit where it's due, one of our competitors in town, Kirby Ice House, really got this ball rolling, I guess about, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. But it's evolved into more of a, big backyard, roll-up doors, Adirondack chairs, lawn games. It's more of a, and I mean, It used to be just beer and 6-packs, 12-packs that you drink them on site. Now it's, of course, a full bar that's more of a...
Is it like a more of a nostalgic
a
way of looking?
Hole, if okay, you will. More of a watering. I mean, I guess just another way to say a watering hole.
Yeah, I mean, okay. you have beautiful tables in here, nice chairs. You're serving, you know, glassware, well, stemware. This is a.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, you know, when I was in my, you know, mid-20s or whatever, going to ice houses was fine because I was in my 20s. I was like, I knew I was gonna drink a lot, and I knew it was super casual, right? But this is a much different atmosphere than I was expecting when I first walked in here. And Philip and I have been coming here for a while. This is actually kind of where we come to wind down and talk business and whatnot. It's a great little spot. But what are you guys doing that other places are not that makes you guys kind of stand out?
What are we doing? The $1 million question right there. Well, what are we doing, right?
And if you want to donate $1 million.
Yeah. You know, what one thing I pride myself in is creating a place where we cast a wide net. So let me dive into that. What does that mean? Oftentimes, I'm fulfilled when I see some 25 to 30-year-olds here having cocktails, and it's a group of them. They're lost in their world, having fun, catching up, you know, just doing what, you know, beer can bring people together, whatnot, place like this. Then all of a sudden, a group of 65-year-olds will walk in, and I'll see one of them go, "Dad, what are you doing here?" Right? Like, we've created an environment that casts a net for 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70-year-olds to come here and feel at home, feel comfortable. You can dress this up, you can dress it down.
I like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I really do like that.
Yeah, and I can speak to that for sure because I think that I'd be fully comfortable being in here with a suit and tie. I'd be fully comfortable being in here with shorts, sneakers, and a t-shirt.
Really?
I think that's really...
Your daughter over there is like, "Hey, Dad."
That's not Mom. No, it's no.
Hopefully
no. Honestly, I like how welcoming it is here.
And for those of you that would like to donate to Philip's, you know, hotel bill that he won't be crashing at.
Yeah, my PayPal address is... No. I think that's a fantastic kind of way to sum it up, that you can dress it up or you can dress it down. Because really, like I was saying, if I were in here in a suit and tie, I wouldn't feel at all uncomfortable next to the person who wasn't. And I think that's kind of the magic of this establishment, of what the other larger ice houses in town have been able to do.
Yeah, and you know, the location, I think, is really key with that, too, because it's in a great location because you do have that where you're close to the park and there's a couple of establishments, but you guys are really more isolated right here next to a lot of residential areas, which these days you don't really get a luxury of, in my opinion, because it's the second that you start having more bars come out, it just explodes with a lot of nightlife and things. And you guys are, I don't want to say isolated, but you have your own little piece of the pie over here, which is walking distance for people just to come straight over after work, which I think is really great. But I got to ask you this. Are you a mixologist at all? Do you get behind the bar at all? I mean, you know, a little Tom Cruise cocktail going on over there, you know?
I've got my staples, but no. I leave it to the pros, if you will. I've got a great staff back here and such. And I leave it to the pros. There's actually one cocktail I'll name drop here called the Tuna Toddy. It's named after my godfather, and it's a special cocktail he's been making since the 70s, and his name is Charles Stoddard, but everybody knows him as Tuna. And forever, he's made the Tuna Toddy.
The Tuna Toddy? Okay, you're not allowed to tell us what's in it?
Well, yes, I can tell you what's in it. The proportions actually are magical, which his, of course,
you don't have to give us
best.
The full recipe. It's not right. Like the Snoop, right. The soup Nazi
it's
from
like Coca-Cola
from Seinfeld or whatever. Yeah.
It's Deep Eddy lemon, Deep Eddy grapefruit, and Topo Chico with a squeeze of lime. And of course, the proportions make and break the whole cocktail.
Very but cool.
I'd have to try the Tuna Toddy.
Year-round refresher. Because okay. In Houston, hot and hotter, two seasons, it's always... appropriate.
The tuna toddy. Now, now aside from you, do you have any other like names or people that you come that would come in and be like, "Oh, we'll name a drink after you"?
That's the only one named after an individual.
Ooh, challenge, yeah. Challenge. Yeah.
The Chambers. That'd be a good name for
a
drink.
No. I was thinking the NDK.
The NDK. That sounds too much like the end of something.
All right, well, it's a work in progress. It's a working title, right?
There you go.
So
there
I
you
just
go.
It just
stick
came.
With the Chambers.
It's the Chambers.
I'm
I don't know.
You. Right.
Chambers with a bullet.
You know, but Brian, you brought up an interesting point about this establishment that I really find magical. You know, this location being so close to Memorial Park is spectacular for me because I'm a runner, and I know that you mentioned to me earlier off camera that you're a runner as well. Was that really a huge kind of make or break part of the deal for you? Was it you wanted your ice house to be within frisbee distance of Memorial Park?
So again, I'll give credit where it's due. I've been to a place, it's actually one of the largest by sales volume bars in the state of Texas called Katy Trail Ice House in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
In Dallas, correct. Katy Trail Ice House. And it is, they are right on the trail. They're right on Katy Trail. Like, as in you step right off the trail into their backyard. And I've been there a few times. It's such a magical experience. And again, it's not a drop for them at all, but it's fantastic. And I said, this should exist in something I hold near and dear to my heart. I'm born and raised here in Houston. I'm a fourth generation Houstonian, and I have spent countless hours and miles, you name it, at this park that, you know, 500 yards from us. And I just fell in love with the idea of trying to do something in conjunction with this fantastic park.
I think that's a great model. I mean, and for my family that's in Dallas, you guys can go check out that ice house. And then when you come to Houston,
check out this ice house.
Yeah, indeed.
We are not affiliated. People ask all the time. I mean, of course, our name is so similar, Memorial Trail, Katy Trail, but we're not affiliated. They are.
They're two different trails.
And that's okay, honestly, because all you loyal listeners out there that happen to own the competitors that we've mentioned, you can go ahead and look up the address of Memorial Trail Ice House right there on their website, and you can send checks. Just make them out straight to John. No problem.
Yeah,
exactly. He'll take the advertising revenue. No big deal.
You know, it's so great. Do you guys ever do like movie night in here? Like, do you ever come out here like after hours and just throw some? Because you got this great screen. First of all, the Astros are winning, so woohoo! Cheers to that. I'm a big Astros fan, but I like that you always have something going on. But do you ever find yourself hanging out here like after it all closes? Maybe put on a little Super Mario Kart and just play a little Mike Tyson's Punch Out on the big wall.
Showing your age, Brian. Showing your age.
No.
Hey, no.
It still works. Let's be entirely honest on that. No, it still works. But no, I'm very proud of this place. This is something that my mother's a fantastically gifted interior designer, and everything you see aesthetically here has her touch on it.
Oh, she did a great job.
Oh, wow.
From the paint colors to the bar top.
We can give her a little shout out. Does she have a business?
Beverly Schaefer, it's called Schaefer Distributing, but no, she's been practicing here in Houston for, gosh, she'd kill me if I knew the actual number, but I'd say 30, 40 years or something, and she's...
You know, she probably knows my wife. My wife was in the interior, was an interior designer for years, before when we first met, she had been doing that for years. So I'm actually, now I got to ask. I'm going to have to go home and ask her.
Small world. It is a very small world.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm sure they've crossed paths one way or another. But I'm very proud of what we've created. And it's something that, being a native Houstonian, I wanted to create something that stood the test of time. I'm not here to make money, you know, as business would lead people to think. Right? I'm here to build something that stands long past me. I want to build something that you know, just like myself, just like my family who's been here for four generations, can stand here for generations and decades and such, to where my children, my children's children, come here and say, we had a part of this. That's my vision,
and I'd love
to see that through, but of course, you know.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I think it is. And I thank you for that, because as you know from before our conversation, before you got on the microphone tonight, we're all about kind of expanding our neighborhood here in Houston, making sure people know how much Houston has to offer in terms of not only local businesses, restaurants, bars, but also culture. And you're really creating a culture for this part of this area of Houston.
I really appreciate that. It's a hidden gem right here. Go to memorialtrailicehouse.com or to look them up on the website. Follow them on their social media. We'll have all that in the episode description. But John, man, we know you're a busy man. We want to thank you for letting us hang out here, because we're having a blast. We're enjoying ourselves, and we're glad that you could come on.
You guys are welcome. Absolutely. I hope to see more of y'all.
Thank you very much.
You guys have other events. Like you mentioned before we let you go, a couple other things that go on. You have like a comedy group that comes in and things
like
that.
Once a month, we have a really talented comedy show that comes through. It's called the Hooligans Comedy Tour. They perform right here on the stage we're standing on. And I think they're on. This will be their fourth show actually this Saturday, if you guys are interested as well, Oktoberfest, right? Back to back. It's phenomenal. Some of their acts they bring through are truly reputable comics, and it's run professionally. And I'm astonished at what these guys have created in a short amount of time. And the demand is there. They've sold out every show.
All right. Cool. All right. There you go, you guys. And if you are watching this, you know, before Oktoberfest, if not, you know, put it on the calendar for next year. But don't hesitate to roll over here, get yourself an old-fashioned, a beer, or a tuna toddy. You know, whatever.
It's not the tuna.
It's not the tuna.
Can't help it. Just can't help
one episode. One episode. Which is only fitting because Schwarzenegger's pets are Lulu and Whiskey. So,
there you
know.
Go.
I know, right? So we want to thank John here and everyone and the staff at Memorial Trail Ice House. And if you guys are looking for a great happy hour event space or just wanting to get away and try some new drinks, enjoy yourself, watch the Astros game, you know, check them out. The link's in the episode description. But, John, before we let you go, what is one thing that you would like our neighbors to know about Memorial Trail Ice House?
So, you know, Memorial Trail Ice House, I want, as I envisioned it and what I try to create every day, is an escape, right? We live in this concrete jungle in Houston. We're right next to my oasis, Memorial Park. And I've tried to create a social extension of that here to where when you walk in, you put your phone away, you connect with your friends, or should I say reconnect with what matters, right? I want to have an escape from the hustle and bustle, which is Houston. So with that being said, you know, that's where ultimately I try to work myself back to is that.
I love that.
And you know, what a lot of people drive by and they see so much on the building. I mean, is there anything to the is there any rhyme or reason to what you guys, how you decorate the outside of the building? Because it's not a lot, but it is noticeable that there looks like things are very distinctly put out there.
Right. You know, on the outside of our fence, which borders our half-acre backyard, it's all the things we, you know, it's live music, it's a full bar, it's conversation, it's, you know, you can see that when you come, but we really, I pride myself in trying to create, I use it again, an escape rather than just a bar where you go drink. Bar almost has negative connotation for whatever reason. I often stop people and say, we're not a bar, we're an ice house. Back to our original conversation.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're a place to disconnect. I invite people to come here and you don't have to drink. We have fantastic mocktails here. We have wonder, you know, we have Topo Chico's, you name it, doesn't matter. This is an escape from. Yeah.
And that's good to know, right? Because I hear the Gen Zers, they're into the mocktails, a little bit less of the alcohol. So it's good to know the younger people.
A place to bring your children where you don't need to feed them alcohol.
There you go. No,
children are allowed till 7 p.m.
So there you go.
But you know what, y'all?
Till 7 p.m., adults. Till 7 p.m.
Yeah, I think that John invites you to go ahead and turn that cell phone on, do not disturb, maybe even turn it off for a little while and come on in here and just chill out.
Yeah, first of all,
you'll thank me later.
You should be thanking him and you should be thanking us because right now you shouldn't even be, unless you're watching our episode or listening to it, you shouldn't be on your phone at the moment. So we thank you, neighbors.
And Brian looks better horizontally. So make sure you rotate that screen if you're on your cell phone watching Neighbors.
It's my better side. Always on the side.
Oh,
I know, right? Well, hey, thank you so much, John. I mean, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure having you on, man. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, fellas. My pleasure.
All right.
Man, that was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man. My gosh. You guys, throw some love out to John and Memorial Trail Ice House. Make sure you check them out. If you're watching this in time for Oktoberfest, come check it out here. They also have the comedy groups that come out, live music. You can also rent the space. It's big enough for parties of 100.
I mean, at least. This place is gigantic.
It's gigantic. It's great. And, you know, if you want to come, you know, Astros game is going on right now. It's a beautiful thing if you're, you know, a sports guy with Houston sports. But we just want to thank John, everyone, and the staff here at Memorial Trail Ice House, located right next to Memorial Park, right off of Westcott. Check it out. I mean, it's great. Philip, I mean, it's been so fun to hang out
Indeed,
with you,
man. It really has.
I know we're not done hanging out. I know we're going to...
They don't need to know that.
They don't need to know that. But, you know, also, let us know what... If you guys have a favorite happy hour place or somewhere that you like Philip and I as neighbors to go check out...
I am definitely open to suggestions.
Please let us know. Post something up. Write in the... you know, make a comment in the episode description. Let us know on social media. You can contact us at admin@neighborsdontknock.com or go to neighborsdontknock.com on our and connect with us on our website. But yeah, we'd love to hear about that. But
indeed, and y'all don't forget, we are only at the very beginning of our season 7 of Neighbors Don't Knock. So be sure to check us out. We drop new episodes every single Friday. If you're not on YouTube, you can listen to us anywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we are going to go enjoy this beautiful, beautiful place here at Memorial Trail Ice House and have another drink or two, maybe three, maybe four. I know, but you guys
no
come check it out.
Secrets.
Make sure you, like Philip said, new episodes every Friday. You never know where we're going to be or what neighbors are coming by. So follow, like, and subscribe to the podcast. We'll see you guys next week. Peace
out.